Welcome to Facebook Live. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Every week, right here on my Facebook page. Glad to have you with us. The title may be a little confusing. I'm going to make sense of it in just a minute. Always, you can always follow me here on Facebook. Thank you to those of you who follow me regularly. I appreciate it. Share this with somebody. Make sure you take a look at my webpage, which is, you can see, it's available to you right here where you're watching this. All the information that I have available. I have two upcoming workshops this month. You can go to my website. Again, I'll just give it to you quickly, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, and you can sign up for one of my workshops. Well, let's make this short and sweet, because last week I spent 30 minutes talking about this on Facebook Live. And if you want to go back and hear the full Monty, you can go back and listen to my Facebook Live last Monday, whatever that date was. I don't have it in front of me. But you can hear a more exhaustive, I don't know which it is, explanation of this subject. But the state of California has come out with a directive. It's found in All County Letter 1737. And it has to do with who Medi-Cal can go after for your nursing home bills. And it's tied to filial responsibility laws, which are found in the family code. I'm not going to go there right now. I can give it to you. It's code section. Wait a minute. I got it right here. 4400. You can go look that up. There it is right there. But let me just tell you a little bit. Well, you thought I was kidding. I'm going to give it to you one more time. And then you have to decide if I'm serious about it. If you don't understand it, there's the All County Letter. Okay, you can Google All ACWD Letter 17-37. Again, you can Google, or whatever you use, ACWD Letter 17-37. It's the 37th All County Letter of 2017. And it has to do with who can be held responsible if your parent, and remember, as I said last week, it's only old people, because it's only the aged, blind, and disabled. It has nothing to do with undocumented workers. It has nothing to do with students, Medi-Cal. It has nothing to do with any of that stuff. It's only old people in nursing homes. And here's what it says in this all-county letter. DHCS, the Department of Healthcare Services, the largest agency in California, has more power than you can imagine. Most of it done quietly and behind doors. Because you didn't know about this all-county letter. You didn't read it in the paper anywhere. It's not published anywhere. DHCS may perform an asset verification. The title of this all-county letter is Asset Verification. An asset verification, an application annual determination, change in circumstance, or at any time eligibility is determined on the case. The requirement also authorizes DHCS to perform asset verification on the responsible relative of the person in nursing home, such as applicants and beneficiaries, such as parent to child, and spouse-to-spouse relationships. They are doing this in several counties right now. I found out about it because one of the test counties is LA County and one of my clients is down there. And there's a lot more information. You can go back again. Go back and look at last week's. I think I did it last Monday. Facebook Live. And it's a more in-depth discussion. You can also go to my website and listen to last week's radio program, which was also in-depth on this subject. My podcasts are about this subject. Everything right now is about this subject. And simply what that means is, folks, if your dad is in a nursing home and he's our mom or grandma or grandpa, whoever it is, and is on Medi-Cal or might go on Medi-Cal in the future, at the time of redetermination or application or any other reason, because one of the things they say they can do is ad hoc. I don't know what an ad hoc request is. Neither does anybody else I've talked to. They can go back and pull the kids' tax returns. I mean, the kids' bank statements, the kids' credit card statements, the kids' consumer loans, they can look at the kids or the spouses, even if, you know, you got a married couple and he's got assets and she's got assets because it's a second marriage and she has a house but he doesn't and he's got bank accounts and she doesn't and he's got kids and she's got kids. If you think I'm making it up, go look at the All County Letter. Now, you have a choice. You can sit around with your thumb in your ear and go, well, I don't understand all this. I don't get it, so I'll just ignore it. Or you can take it seriously. Every person I've showed this to, and I've already sent it, shared it with a couple people, already done one workshop on it, has looked at that language at the bottom of the page and just went, are you kidding me? And by the way, they're contracting out this so that an independent contractor will be looking at your bank statements and your kids' bank statements and who knows who else. It just says responsible relatives such as. It doesn't say limited to. It says such as parent-to-child and spouse-to-spouse relationships. Guidance is coming later. I have scoured everywhere I can scour since this thing came out, and I cannot find any guidance as to what responsible relative means. I don't know that there is one yet because right now they're just testing this in like 6 or 7 counties. So you can choose to take it seriously and get to one of my workshops or get more information by calling me or emailing me or following up on this Facebook Live broadcast, or you can just ignore it. But if you have somebody in a nursing home today and they're on Medi-Cal, you should be concerned about this. If you ever think that the possibility exists that you or a loved one could wind up in a nursing home on Medi-Cal, then you better pay attention to this because it's here and it's real and I don't see any indication that it's going to go away. So you thought I was kidding when I said Medi-Cal was going to chase the kids. Well, go read All County Welfare Director's Letter number 17-37. Go to the bottom of the first page and you tell me what it says and then get to one of my workshops. You can sign up online through my website. You can just get there. Thanks so much for listening. I'll be talking, I don't know how much more about this subject because it's here. And take a chance, listen to my radio shows, listen to the podcast, listen to future Facebook Lives, become a subscriber to my website, do all the things that you need to do. Thanks for joining me here today on Assets and Aging in this Facebook Live broadcast. I look forward to seeing you next time right here. And thanks for following my Facebook page and make sure you share this with someone else. Have a great day.